Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, sponsored by Urban Images LLC and Fertile Grounds. For more information, go to www.fertilegroundswithaz.com. If you'd like to sponsor the Miss Computer Lady Show, email your request to thebestishere1@gmail.com. Again, thebestishere1@gmail.com. Now your host, Miss Computer Lady. Well, 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 hello there. Good morning, good evening, and also good afternoon, depending on your time zone. You are tuned to WMCL, LawTalkRadio.com on the PQW side, Platinum Queens West side. That is, I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you all for tuning in to the return of Diva's Night. Hey! I told y'all, I didn't know when, but Diva's Night was coming back. And it's coming back strong, doing a two-in-one interview. The first one from the 419. Glad to have Toledo in the his house, because you're going to see how Toledo, Ohio does it, but this time on the rap side. Up-and-coming indie rap artist, Prophet the Heart of Toledo, is here and awaiting you, Divas. So guess what? We're going to be getting to him shortly. And coming in the second hour of Diva's Night. I got excited right there. Y'all have to excuse me. Up-and-coming R&B sensation. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to the name DeBarge. Oh, yes. Guess who it is? L. DeBarge Jr., y'all. So, Divas, we are in for a night to remember. Already have all the guests in the chat room. Guests, 9310, 9315, 9462, and 9513. Thank you very much for tuning in. I want to send a special shout out to Platinum Queens West, one of the delicious, devastating divas. I'm the other one. Platinum Queens West, wherever you are, thank you so much. And got 419 Love in the house. Okay, 419 caller, I see you. I will be getting to you. Just need to let you know, you might be holding on for a little bit because I want to make sure I get this interview started off. But if you could hold on for just a little bit, I will make sure I bring you in. I need to make sure that we honor our guest. But there's one thing I need to make sure that we do, and we do correctly before the show gets started. Just asking for a moment of silence. I know it's been quite a talked about subject, but our prayers go to the Troy Davis family. So if everybody can right now, let's have a moment of silence. All right, thank you very much. Now, my fellow divas, my fellow ladies, for those of you who are checking it out for the first time, or for those who know what it's about, we're going to bring up our first guest for Divas Night. But before we do that, we're going to bring in a little bit of the 411, a little information here. So we can start getting to know more about Prophet the Heart of Toledo. Let me just say this. Let's see. I am a gangster. When I use the word gangster, I'm not talking about killing, selling dope, or a thug. Now remember, everybody, for those of you who are familiar with the Miss Computer Lady Show, one word can have more than one meaning. A gangster has a set of values and beliefs that he lives by, and will not bend or break them for anyone, even if it costs his life. A gangster is respectful and demands respect, and non-gangsters are disrespectful and only respect who can do something for them or who they admire or fear. Quite a lot and quite thought-provoking. we're going to make sure that we get the full understanding of what this is about. To all the guests, thank you very much for coming. Caller in the 419, I still see you. I will be bringing you in. But first, let me bring in my special guest. For the first time to the Miss Computer Lady Show. And also, let me also say this. For the first time being a guest on Divas Night, everybody, may I present to some and introduce to others, Prophet the Heart of Toledo. Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for tuning in. I'm excited. Can't you tell? Oh, man. I know your sketch was super crazy, but again, I thank you so much for taking the time out to be a guest.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
All right, great. What I just read, you mind breaking that down just a little bit more?
You said everything, but, well, when I say gangster, you know, it's mainly a man, you know, who have a set of morals and values, and he can't be bought off or he can't be feared out of what he believes, you know. And some people believe something, but you could pay them to drop their beliefs, or you could threaten their life and they'll drop what they believe, you know. And to me, being gangster, just, you know, you got your beliefs and your understanding, and you're willing to sacrifice your life or your livelihood for it. And the average person or average human being only respect people who they fear could get something from. Like, for example, like, say that a person, you don't think a person could beat you up or something like that, you'll be disrespectful to them. But like me, even if you a tough guy or you a wimp, I respect you the same. If you rich or poor, I respect you the same. Like, I respect a homeless man, like I respect the president. And that whole thing like that is just gangster to me, and that's who I am.
Oh, okay. All right. And what I see you're trying to do, you're trying to take something that, you know, kind of has a negative connotation, and you're trying to put a more positive spin to it.
Yeah, you could say that.
Oh, okay. All right. But actually, you know, I think that's a good thing, because one of the things that I think we all need to do is, you know, try to expand ourselves, not only in thinking, but also in communicating and doing, which I know you're striving to do, and I thank you for that. Thank you. The music business, your involvement in it, was that always a dream, or were you interested in something else and the music just took over, or how did that go?
Well, my whole life I was an athlete, like all through like elementary and high school. I played basketball, but I don't think I was disciplined enough to play basketball. Like, I thought I knew more than the coach, and I was too, you know, I was too expressive. Like, if I thought something was wrong, I'd speak out on it too much, and that ain't good, like playing a team sport. And, you know, and it was good for me as a rapper. Like, I always rap, but I loved sports more as a kid. But then I realized that I was better in rapping than I was in basketball, you know. And so once I started recording songs and stuff like that, that just took over and it became my life, and I loved it more than anything. And so I started off as an athlete first, though, like before basketball, before music.
Oh, okay. The people who influenced you, who were some of the artists that you admired?
Okay, like music, like my mother, I picked up music, like listening to my mother, what she used to listen to. Like, she always listened to like the Temptations, Al Green, and Marvin Gaye. So that was the first music I was exposed to. So I kind of picked up on music fast. But then when I first heard Run DMC, that's what made me really start rapping. Me and my friend Dante, he used to make the beats on the Dirty Clothes Hamper, and you know, and I was rapping way back then when I was real little. And then when I heard N.W.A., that's what really made me like, oh, this is what I want to do. But far as, like, what just really inspired me to, like, just, like, okay, this is what I want to do, and I want to be great at it and leave my mark on the world, I say it had to be Tupac. I don't think nobody ever inspired me more than Tupac. Like, I mean, he really made me really want to touch lives and, you know, and just be true to what I do. Like, and so I just do what's in my heart, and that all comes from Tupac.
Oh, okay. I actually, very notable individuals in the rap field, you know, Tupac, who a lot of people greatly miss, and I greatly miss too, because he laid out quite some thought-provoking lyrics. And from the songs that I've heard, which some people, well, not some people, everybody will be listening to in just a few minutes, it's going to be reflective of that. And I had a chance to listen to some of the lyrics and all the songs I love. I just want to let you know.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. The Temptations you mentioned, Marvin Gaye, Al Green, a living legend in the R&B field. Tupac, again, greatly missed, you know, in N.W.A. The males, musicians, artists in the industry you mentioned. Were there any female artists that you looked up to?
Oh, yeah. Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
But Lauryn Hill and Alicia Keys. But you know what's kind of crazy? As I get older, I kind of listen to less rap now. But, like, the stuff I listen to right now, I love, this might sound weird, though, but I love, like, Avril Lavigne music. I listen to Pink. I love Taylor Swift. But, you know, as far as, like, inspire me and stuff like that, probably just, like, Lauryn Hill the most.
Oh, okay. All right. Lauryn Hill, man, I have to admit, when she came out with the Miseducation CD.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but you know who else I like a lot?
Who's that?
I can't think of her name right now. Oh, Jasmine Sullivan. I like Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, okay, it's got to come to him. It's got to come to him soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she made a lot of trend-setting in the music industry, too. Yeah, so quite a notable artist. I usually wait a little bit for the guests to take calls, but I have to admit, I have had someone on the line who's been holding for a while that I believe wanted to speak with you. So do you mind taking a call right now?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Okay, all right. Let me see who this fellow 419er is that's been holding on for you. Let me see if I can bring them in. I'll call her from the 419. You're with Miss Computer Lady and Prophet, Heart of Toledo. How you doing? Hello, caller from the 419. First three digits are 870.
Okay. To the show.
That's probably true. When you're ready, just press the number one, and I'll bring you in. All right, let me put this person on mute right now. And need to also let you know, got a good amount of guests in the chat room. Thank you all for coming by. Let's see, guests 9310, 9315, 9383. 9513-9462. Let's see, am I missing anybody? Oh, guess 9615. Sorry, didn't see you there. Thank you for tuning in. So had some people popping in and out. So, hey, it's a wonderful thing for all the guests. Again, thank you for tuning in. Why don't we get into the first song from, is this your upcoming CD?
Yeah, my CD is called Cast Off. It'll be out like in a couple months.
In a couple months? Okay. So, everybody, be looking out for that. Let's see. Have it here. Relax your mind. And overall, the song is about what?
It's about, I don't want to say a love song because I'm not like a love song artist, but like it's just like, you know, females put up with so much, like, just from, you know, like, guys and stuff like that. And so the whole thing is, like, just trying to show her, you know, saying a better side of light, and then just have her relax her mind for a minute.
Okay, wonderful. Well, everybody, why don't we check out From Prophet, The Heart of Toledo, Relax Your Mind.
I want to tell you a lot, but use less words as necessary.
I'm way too short to waste it around people who don't value your time.
Prophet,
Jay Rush,
Relax Your Mind.
Two, three. Girl, you don't have to wait today.
Broke your heart. I don't know why, cause you a work of art. I 10% trust you, but I'm all in love. It's better than growing love in a falling love. They tell me you not worth my time. The thoughts of you always lurk my mind. It hurts sometimes, but I manage to smirk sometimes. Life's best lessons come at the worst of times. It works my mind how I feel that relationship. Cause relationships, man, take a lot of patience. It's not about I or you, it's about us. About us, it's nothing if it's without trust.
Girl, you don't have to wait today.
Got me, but your inner beauty kept me. Other dudes stepped to you, so quick to rep me. You never left me, dirt broke to wealthy. Death through was part man, sickness or healthy. That's that agape love. Keep them folks out our business. This is not they love. Love easy to start, but it's hard to finish. Keep people out of it and keep God in it. I know what time it is without a rollie. Life is short, so I kiss slowly. If we do what we need, we won't have a bone. If you have my back, I won't have to front.
Girl, you don't have to wait today.
Waste it around people who just here to bring you down. Let's live life to the fullest. Tomorrow ain't never promised. Relax your mind. Prophet.
Loving the lyrics on this song. Loving the lyrics on this song. And if my recollection is correct, there is a familiar singing voice on there. Is that Jay Rush?
Yeah, that's my boy. That's Jay Rush.
All right. Okay.
Because
I remember I first heard, I'm like, that's not like Jay Rush. I said, let me double check to make sure. I mean, I thought I was right, but.
Yeah, that's Jay. That's my dude.
All right, all right. Oh, Toledo 419 all up in the house. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Love the song and love the lyrics. Thank you so much. All right. A good number of rap artists are coming up, doing their own thing, and especially from Toledo, Ohio, which is a wonderful thing. Out of all the rap artists that are out right now, what makes you different from the ones that are out right now and even the ones that are probably more well-known? What's going to make you unique that makes you stand out from all the others?
I think everybody got a story to tell, and I think everybody is unique. And so my story hasn't been told. You know, I mean, we didn't hear from everybody else, and my story just haven't been told. I could always say like I'm authentic and I come from the heart, but there's other artists who authentic and come from the heart. It's other people who I tell where I'm from, is other people tell where they're from. So that won't make me unique, but I just feel like my story hasn't been told, and I got to leave my mark on the world. And so my mark on the world ain't been marked yet. And so that's what I have to offer. It's my life, my story, and my thoughts, and my heart hasn't been told to the world. And so that's what separates me. And that's what I'm bringing at, having, you know, the world ain't heard from me yet. And so that's what makes me different.
All right. And now the world is going to be hearing from you. Well, they heard a little bit of you already.
Yeah.
And I say it's going to go a long ways. The reason for coming up with Prophet the Heart of Toledo is?
Hold on.
In other words, the reason why you came up with Prophet the Heart of Toledo?
Oh, okay. Prophet. See, my name, it started off as Prophet at first. And now that was a kind of long story because, like, when the lady, I was rapping. We used to have these things on the south side at Hamilton Park called the Hoodstock. And I used to have these songs, like, just talking about Belmont and stuff like that, like the neighborhood I'm from. And so a guy came to me like, man, you're going to waste all your talent, you know what I'm saying, rapping about some genocide and neighborhood stuff, you know what I'm saying, just bringing division and, you know, amongst the people. And he was like, with your gifts, you're really a prophet. And at the time, I didn't even know what a prophet was. And so
okay.
I had a friend. He had just got home from prison or whatever, and it was this guy named Prophet. He didn't rap or anything. He had 200 years or something. And he said, I rap how he talked, like what he talked about, I rapped about. And I had a song already, and he just named me Prophet. He put Prophet on the CDs and stuff like that, and it just took off from there. And the Heart of Toledo came. I had this song called The Heart of Toledo, and the Juice 107.3 just played it to death. And everybody just started calling me the Heart of Toledo. And I feel it fit because I don't tell the glamorous side. A lot of people like to talk about club life and like big cars and stuff like that. But I feel I tell the Toledo story from the inside, from the struggle side. You know, even if you shine it, it takes a struggle to you to get to that shine. And so I just tell the inside, the heart of, you know, I tell my story like the Heart of Toledo, and I think it fits well, and so that's why I roll with it.
Okay. The other reason also why I asked, because you had mentioned that you didn't know at the time what a prophet was, but on down the line, you probably found out what a prophet was, because usually when people say prophet, they think of it more on like the religious aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know what it, I mean, this was so, I'm talking about this was years ago. Like, that's before I ever went to church or anything, you know, when I had the name. But, you know, that was a super long time ago. But, I mean, I know what it is now.
Oh, okay. The chance you mentioned for a song that you had to be played on the Juice 107.3, for those who don't know, that's a local a radio station here in Toledo, Ohio. I was mentioning to the audience that for those who are listening and they don't know when we say like 107.3 and all of that,
oh, okay.
Being them more familiar with Toledo, Ohio, again, that's one of the radio stations here. And you had mentioned before about the song Heart of Toledo being played on there, which is a great thing. Was that the only project before this one, or were there other projects before this one?
Oh, no, I had projects way before that one. That was, like, my third CD. That was, like, my fourth song they played on the radio. Like, I had a song called Black Life that they played, and I had a song Ohio Player. Like, every station in Ohio was playing Ohio Player. So that was probably, like, my fifth single off my third album that the radio station actually played.
Well, that is awesome. Very awesome. The availability of any of your projects before this one, can people still get them?
Yeah. Yeah, they all on, they, like, if you just follow my Twitter, like, it's still, it's links on there to download all my music. And when I release my my new CD called Cast Off, I'm Not the Cloud, I'm going to re-release all of my old music because my audience, like, expanded so much from, like, where my audience used to be. And so, like, a lot of people who new to me now haven't heard all my older music, so I'm going to re-release it all when my new album come out. And I'm I have a movie, a DVD, and all that. I'm going to re-release it all in a couple months.
Rewind, rewind, rewind. You said something about a movie.
Yeah, it was more of a documentary that I had put together and I had shot. It was called On the Yard. It was a DVD that I had released it's before I went to Atlanta. So that was in like 07 I had put out.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're going to be learning quite a bit more. Let me ask this. Your Twitter, in case anybody wants to tweet you, be twitter.com/
Prophet, PROPHET 419.
Okay. So everybody, make sure you go there, twitter.com/ Prophet 419, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we're going to make sure we bring up the other links later. Few more questions I want to ask, but before that, we're going to get into this other song. Now, let me mention this for a quick moment, Prophet. All right, Divas. Now, this gentleman is available, and there is going to be one lucky diva who's going to get a nice, sweet rap serenade, but she cannot do it until she calls. Now, the number, just so that you'll know, is 347-884-8239. Once again, 347-884-8239. Now, don't have it where I'm the only diva talking to him, because, hey, if I have to, I'll ask him to rap a sweet serenade to me myself. So. Actually, which I wouldn't mind. That's one of the advantages of being a host. You get to ask certain requests.
Yeah.
But, man, we're going to get into this next song. Let's see. I'm a Star. Let's see. You're saying in the song, like, you're amongst all the stars, which is some high thinking right there, which is great.
Actually, like, that was, Life Jenny's already had the hook done already, so, like, but the whole thing, like, my concept, like, what I put the twist on it was, like, it wasn't just, like, saying that I'm just a superstar, but it was basically showing, like, where I come from, because, I mean, I started so low and knocked down and doubted by my own mother and just wanted to give up so much, and it feels so good to finally get the props that I'm getting now, you know. And so, that's just what it's about. Like, people doubted you, and you almost gave up, and you were so low. And so when you start seeing success and getting shows and radio play, it's just a great feeling. And so that's basically what the song was about.
That is something to really appreciate. When you were saying, you know, all the hard work and at times that you wanted to give up, you kept on, you kept on, you kept on. You know, the saying that is said nowadays, you know, you kept on the grind. You didn't, you know, give up on the grind. You kept it going, and, you know, you did your hustle and everything like that. And 419 is all up in here, I'm telling you. Now, you said Life Jennings helped with this?
Yeah, that's Life on the hook. That's him singing.
This is amazing, I'm telling you. Got a few more questions, because when I get back to you after this song, I want to ask a little bit more about this movie you've mentioned, and also a few other questions about some of the things we know about as far as Toledo is concerned, and putting Toledo more in a positive light. You mind?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so you said we're going to do that before the song, like, because we actually can. That'd be cool.
Okay. Would you like to? I was thinking of doing after the song, but if you like to do it before the song, that's fine.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we could just do the interview. Like, you know, it don't matter about the song.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Since you mentioned, you know, getting into it now, I'll play off the song for a few minutes. Let's go this route. Why don't you talk a little bit about the movie that you mentioned?
Okay.
We'll get into the song, and then we'll get to, after the song, putting Talia Moore in a positive light.
Okay. Well,
okay, we'll do.
Okay, the movie, it didn't do anything positive. Like, it just backfired. Like, everything. Like, with my whole, like my intentions, it backfired. My intentions was good, but it just put so much negativity out. You know, because it was called On the Yard, and I grew up on a street called Belmont Avenue. And, like, it, you know, it's a real bad street in Toledo. It's been bad since, you know, forever. And it was three guys who practically raised me on the street. They all got killed the same month. You know, two of them got killed by the police, and they were 17, 18, and 19. And I was just telling a story about, like, you know, everybody who came up from Belmont. I was telling a story, and then I just wanted to show, like, everybody we mentioned who came up from Belmont just from a whole era. I mean, you got everybody was doing life sentences or, you know, or dead. And so that was what I wanted to show, like this, we glorifying this, but this how we end up. And it took a whole negative thing. The police got a hold to it. They raided my house and, you know, it's harassing me, asking me about different people. And you know, it just turned out bad.
Now, that's something. So basically what you were saying is that you were trying to tell your story.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, this is actually happening here.
Yeah, that's, yeah. But
right.
Some of the people on there was talking about unsolved, like, crimes and stuff like that. And so, you know, the police questioned me about it, and he just arrested me every day. And it just turned out bad. And I found, and I still feel kind of bad about, like, the movie was, like, a couple years old, but, like, little kids, they, like, it made them want to be more Belmont and more neighborhood orientated, you know, and I take the blame for that. Like, you know, it brought more people over there to, like, you know, saying, mock the lifestyle.
Well, from then to now, as far as some of the changes, have they gotten any better, or is it almost the same?
You talking about, like, my... Oh, no, it's the same. Like,
it's not the
same.
Yeah,
ain't nothing good happen.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to... Let's do this. In spite of everything going on, let's just keep our fingers crossed and hopes up that any street in Toledo, Ohio, or wherever, if there's a lot going on, that there be a change for the better instead of the continuation for the worse.
Yeah.
So that we agree upon. Now, you mind if we get into this song?
Oh, it's cool, yeah.
All right. Now, Divas, remember the call-in number, 347-884-8239. Let's listen to I'm a Star.
Hey, yo, you.
Hey, hey.
Yo, partner, tell them your name so they know how you're getting
down. Prophet.
Hey. Say it again.
Prophet.
Hey, baby, I'm a star. Ain't nothing but the heavens above me. Rolling in my car, and these haters can't help but love me. Baby, I'm a star.
I'ma give you the truth until I'm breathless, homie. No lies, no gimmicks, it's my testimony. When I was at the bottom, everybody stepping on me. Every shoe grip or every shoe collection on me will come around to withdraw in the air. You broke it in the air. I had a broad man sleep on my dreams, man. She left when you blow, she sang the
plan, they love you to death. Man, they knocking you on the ground, they put their foot on top of you. With God on your side, anything is possible. But sorry, y'all, if I get too spiritual, a lyrical miracle coming out of your stereo.
Baby, I'm a star, ain't nothing but the heavens above me. Rolling in my car, and these haters can't help but love me. Baby, I'm a star, nothing but the heavens above me. Rolling in my car, and these haters can't help but love me.
And I ain't gonna quit when the times is hard, and the haters ain't hating, you ain't doing your job.
And I ain't gonna stop
when the times is hard, and the haters ain't hating, you ain't doing your job.
And I ain't gonna quit
when the times is hard, and the haters ain't hating, you ain't doing your job.
And I ain't gonna stop
when the times is hard, and the haters ain't hating, you ain't doing your job.
I say I touch people's life when I speak in the mic, and people love me because I'm speaking their life. I do this for the kid with no coat at winter time, who's in the grind just to have food at dinner time. I'm finna grind to make it out of this hellhole. Hell no, for less men, I just won't set so. I'm finna grind just to make it out of this hellhole. Hell no, for less men, I just won't set so.
Baby, I'm a star, ain't nothing but
ain't
the heavens above me. Hey.
Rolling in my car,
rolling in my car. Hey.
Hey. And you can help but
baby,
love me.
I'm a star.
Prophet, I'm a star now, like Jenny, and he a star now. Look up in the sky, that is me, I'm a star.
Guest. Let's see who this is. Guest 9925 and also guest 10381. Thank you for tuning in. Again, the call-in number 347-884-8239. If you would like to speak with Prophet the Heart of Toledo, the O-H-I-O, that is, press the number 1, and I will be bringing you in. Let's go into, as I said before, putting more of a positive spin on Toledo, Ohio. Many times you have information or news from cities, and when they broadcast them or talk about on the news and the like, it's not always positive. One of those situations that has happened, for those who probably remember, the riots that had happened here in Toledo, Ohio. One of the main goals of the Miss Few Lady Show, since I'm from Toledo, Ohio, is to put more of a positive spin on the city of Toledo, that there are very great business people, personalities, and also we have great music here in the Glass City as well. One of the artists here, as you are listening to right now, Prophet the Heart of Toledo. The riots that had happened, from that point to now, is there more positivity that came out of that? Because at first it was a lot of negativity and not too much of an honest portrayal in some instances happened when that was shown on the news and the like.
The positive thing I took out of it is I learned a lot of white people will support the cause if it's good. Like you would think, like, because it was Nazis, like, you know, saying whites and Mexicans wouldn't like be affiliated, you would think that's a black issue. But what I seen, that it was white people out there protesting, and they wasn't for the racism that the Nazis was doing. And so I was side by side with white people and with Mexicans and every other race. And so that opened my eyes up to a lot, like right there, like far as like the unity for like something positive and something good. And so if anything, like no matter what, it's just because, you know, it's injustice done to a black person. Don't think that like our struggle is alone, that like white people really will help, you know, and be a part of it. And so that's one thing I learned about Toledo. I mean, it's not like so segregated that much like other cities I've been. And so that showed me a lot right there, and it opened my eyes out a lot. And it, you know, and that was a positive thing I took out of it.
Very well put, and thank you for that, because I like to know of a city that does not have problems.
Yeah.
I will tell anybody, you show me or name me a city that does not have problems, and I will come to visit there at least for a week or maybe a month, and I want to know, how do you do it? Because every city has problems at one point or another.
Yeah.
But with that, it's best to, as they say, take an adversity and use it to your advantage to bring positiveness, you know, to all and to share with all.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. The curiosity I have is this. As you continue on with your career, there were those you mentioned earlier who influenced you. I wonder if you had this thought. If I had the chance to collaborate with someone, it would be, you know, who would it be and why?
I used to always say life, you know, but that's done. But I used to like want to work with so many different people, but I really don't anymore. And I know that probably sound bad, but I really don't. It's a lot of people's music I like, but I just like hearing them doing what they do because they're so opposite for me. I don't even think our styles will even match like the people I listen to. And so, especially like on the rap side, it's just like it's nobody who I really just want to work with. Far as on the rap side, but like I would like to work with like Music Soul Child. Like if one person, I would love to work with Music Soul Child.
That's interesting. That seems to be, and Music Soul Child is a great artist.
Yeah.
I have to admit, a good number of people I had interviewed said that they would like to collaborate with Music Soul Child. Just out of curiosity. With Music Soul Child, what is it about his music that has you say, yeah, I could get with him and I would like to, you know, collaborate on a future project with him? Why does Music Soul Child stand out?
Because his music is real soulful. Like, you could tell he do what's in his heart. And I like the tone of his voice. I think the tone of his voice fit with the tone of my voice, and I could just hear like his vocals with my vocals, and I think it'll match real good. And like you could tell we like the same kind of beats. And a lot of R&B singers, they don't write their own music, you know, and like and they just, I like, cause he ain't no sellout. To keep it all the way 100, he not a sellout. Like he don't just jump on any hot trend. And that's what music is now. Not Music Soul Child, but that's just the whole industry. Like, say somebody have a hot song on the radio. Everybody is trying to make that same hot song, or you know what I'm saying, like just mimic and like imitate the song. Or if everybody talking about this topic, everybody does. Like you know, some majority of the music industry does it. But music, he stayed true to what's in his heart, and he don't just make straight love songs. He don't make straight getting dog songs. He make music, like, he just make really good music. And what really made me really love his music so much, when I found out that the song Love was actually Lord when he wrote it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Love, so many people use your name in vain. It was actually Lord, so many people use your name in vain. And, you know, like, just you can go from there to just friends and to he's just a great musician, and I love to work with Doug.
That's actually very, very thought-provoking. And the reason why I say that is because one of the things about me as a soul child, and I'm an admirer of his music also, that his lyrics are, let's see, how should I put it, kind of like uplifting and very easy to listen to.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, there are more guests than I thought that just came in. Wow. This is amazing. Let's see. Guest 10381 still hanging in there. Guest 10683. Guest 10826. Guest 10885. Guest 9315. And guest 9925. Wow. This is something. Thank you all so much. And caller from the 419, still hanging in there. That's a trooper, I'm telling you. Uplifting songs. This one, you try not to have a favorite, but I have to admit, I love this one. I have to admit, I do love this one, Just Me and You. And I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh. This is one of those songs that, you know, you could just sit back and relax. And the positiveness of your lyrics on this song, I greatly appreciate.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. So if you don't mind, we are going to get into the song right now so that everybody will know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I have to admit, I'm in a curious mode tonight. I'm curious to see if this caller from the 419 is a diva waiting to be serenaded or not. Well, we're going to have to find out. Again, the call-in number, everybody, 347-884-8239 for tonight. And we're going to have our second guest, L. DeBars Jr., coming up in about 12 minutes, but let's finish this up with Prophet the Heart of Toledo. Here's the song that I am talking about, and you'll find out why I have mentioned what I have mentioned, in that this song is something else and the lyrics are beautiful. Here we are with the song, Just Me and You.
I don't care what they say about you, or who you done it with, and I hope you feel the same about me. Just me and you against the world.
Me and you. Just me and you.
Just me and you. She not Miss Ohio, she misunderstood, and her mama can't understand why she want a hood. What we have, I would die for. Give me fireworks to lie for. I don't care what you done or who you done it with. When the world turn on me, you the one I'm with. Had a couple tens, never had the one. Had a lot of girls, you the baddest one. I cherish you, I wanna marry you. I hope they bury me the day that they bury you. Stand tall, I let you. When you fall, I catch you. Love you so much, girl, your flaws are special. You made it feel like paradise when we slept in the slum. You the beat to my heart, you the breath to my lungs. I hate when you away, miss you when you here. Take your pain away, I'm the tissue to your tears. Told me I could do better. Your father told you to get it doing cheddar. Your girls say I'm nothing but a hood. Your mama say she see it in me that I'm up to no good. Bonnie and Clyde, that's what we are. You the world to me, plus the stars. Bust a car, we gon' roll together. Plant the seed of forever and watch it grow together. And through the sunny days or the coldest weather, and like peanut butter and jelly, we go together. What he say, what she say, I protect your heart, watch it be safe.
Time's winding down, divas. Now, I don't have it where Miss Capuzzi is the only divas going to get this rap serenade, but if I have to, then I just have to. But make sure you hurry and call 347-884-8239. And once you call, press the number 1, and I will bring you in. Going to be wrapping this up and... Prophet, I need to let you know, please don't make this your last time to come to the Miss Computer Ladies show. I need to have you. Oh, you're not?
Oh, no, I said, no, it's not the last time. No, I'm going to be back.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be back.
All right. Now, I can't let you get away with just a few more things. One, you know, it can't be the Miss Computer Ladies show without asking some type of a computer technology question. So here we go. You know, Twitter, a lot of social media, the use of computers these days and on the internet to promote your music. Any advantages or disadvantages? Is helping you any?
As far as the computer?
As far as the use of the computer to promote your music.
Oh, yeah, it's a really good advantage because, you know, like, people think just, like, what plays on the radio and, like, on TV, they not on the radio just because their music is good. They just have million-dollar budgets, like, to pay the radios and pay the videos off. So the music you hear the most just because they got more money just to get, you know, to pay the DJs to play it. And so the internet is free promotion. So if you're not, like, if you ain't got no million-dollar budget, the internet is free promotion, you know. And so, I mean, it's really good for independent artists. And, like, before the internet took off, we used to have to press up, like, 5,000 CDs, which cost a lot of money just to give away your single, you know what I'm saying, to prepare for your album. But now we could just send 5,000 emails out or 5,000 links for them to download the single, and if they like it, then they'll buy the CD. So, you know, and it's a lot of places that I don't promote in, like, going, like, physically me going there, but I have, like, an audience all in London and California, places I've never really been because of the internet. And so the internet, it did wonders for me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Any tour dates?
Yeah, I have a show tomorrow on Bowling Green. Yeah, I have a show on Bowling Green. I had some more shows coming up, but I just got my tooth pulled. And so, like, I had to cancel. I'm going to do this one, but I canceled a couple shows after that. But I'm going to start my next tour back in November, and we about to start adding the dates now. But I will be in Bowling Green, Ohio tomorrow at Club Howard.
Okay, all right. So for those in the BG area, that's how we affectionately know it. Bowling Green area, Bowling Green State University, all down there. Make sure you go to the show. What time's the show?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock p.m.
Yep.
Okay. 10 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night, everybody. Don't know if anybody's coming from out of town or out of state, but if you are, I know one of the links, twitter.com/prophet419. What are your other links on how people can get with you?
Facebook, which is the same, like Prophet419, Facebook/Prophet419. Everything is 419. You go Twitter, Facebook, MySpace. I'm on every online site, and it's all Prophet419, Prophet419.com, and so that's just how to find me.
Okay. I'm putting this all in the chat room so people can check it out. Prophet419.com. All right. So Twitter.com/Prophet419. Facebook.com/Prophet419. I want to make sure I say it correctly. MySpace.com/Prophet419. And then www.prophet419.com.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Now, let me see before you go. This caller from the 419, if this is a diva or someone still listening, because if that's the case, I think I'm going to be the diva who's going to be lucky getting this serenade. And I won't mind one bit. Let me try one more time here. Caller from the 419, you're with Miss Computer Lady and Prophet the Heart of Toledo. How are you? Hello, caller from the 419.
They probably should listen to the show.
Probably still listening. I thank you very much for tuning in. Greatly appreciate you. Well, with that being said, Prophet, thank you so much. Enjoyed you. Now, would you mind giving me a sweet rap serenade before you leave?
Oh, you wanted me to rap?
Yes.
Aw. Oh, okay.
Please, it is diva night, so please, for this one diva here.
Okay, I'm gonna.
All right.
You still on?
Yeah, you can go ahead. I was just letting everybody know he's getting himself ready in case anybody was wondering what was going on. Okay.
He really put me on the spot here. I got so many people around me. They looking at me like, you know what I'm saying? I got you next time. I got you on the next time.
Oh, you going to get me on the next time?
Yeah, I got you on the next time.
Oh, all right. I'll be looking forward to you on the next time.
Okay.
All right, Prophet, everybody. Prophet the Heart of Toledo, again, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Take care of yourself.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right. Everybody, that was hour one. Prophet the Heart of Toledo, again, thank you so much. If you want to check him out, make sure you go to the following. Let me make sure I bring in all the information correctly. www.twitter.com/prophet419, and that's for all of them. Check them out on Twitter, check them out on Facebook, check them out on MySpace, and also you can go directly to www.prophet419.com. Now, divas, don't worry, because guess what? That was just the first hour of Divas Night. We are now going to go into the second hour of Divas Night right here on blogtalkradio.com/ Platinum-Queens-West right here on WMCL. For those who wonder when I said on the PQW side, that's Platinum Queens West. That's my partner in crime right there. And Platinum, thank you so much, Diva. I love you, I love you, I love you. Well, Divas, I hope you are ready, because if you thought the first hour was something, this hour is going to be something else, because I am on cloud nine right now, and I need to come down. It's going to be difficult, but I'm going to try. I need to bring in a very wonderful gentleman who is going to be carrying on the musical legacy his family has laid out. And it is a very wonderful legacy at that. Some of you, as I said in the promos, if you are familiar with the name DeBarge, you know exactly what I am talking about.
I want to tell you a lot, but you...
you'll be able to listen to that song again when you check out the archives. Got some technical difficulties here. Blog Talk Radio is trying to do things, but I had to put my Miss Computer Lady hat on and do what is necessary for it to continue. Uh-huh. There we go. Let me just bring this up for you all to get yourselves ready for. I'm talking about a singer. I'm talking about a songwriter. I'm talking about a legacy. So much can be said about L. DeBarge Jr., yet the first that should come to mind is a man standing on his own two feet, on the shoulders of giants. L.'s early influence in music was natural, yet the first steps into his career began when he toured with hip-hop notable DJ Quick. I remember that name. He released a compilation entitled The Growing in 2008, under his InFam label, where he is the CEO and his catalyst. Go ahead, Al. He is a member of the KTK Production Squad, a group formed by himself and DJ Quick's nephews, Rodney and Kaya. Hope I pronounced it right. Al is currently working on his EP entitled Eldra Patrick. We're going to be getting more information, Divas. So guess what? For those of you who are coming to the Miss Computer Lady Show for the first time, or for those of you who have frequently visited the Miss Computer Lady Show during Divas Night, we're going to do it this way. May I present to some and introduce to others for the first time at Miss Computer Lady's Divas Night, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. L. DeBarge Jr. Hello there, L. How are we? Hold on. Let's see. This should be working right now. Hello there. How are you doing?
I am blessed. How are you doing this evening?
I'm wonderfully blessed. Thank you for coming, y'all.
You sound wonderfully blessed. You could flatter me.
Woo! Okay, I need to come down to earth.
I'm here when you get back. I'm here right when you get back.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
How you doing?
I am doing great. I am so honored, as I said before, and I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I know your schedule is, let's see, stupid, crazy, busy, busy, crazy, stupid, crazy, no.
A little bit of that, just a little bit. But I'm all right. I had time to take out for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Did y'all hear he had time to take out for me? Yeah. Thank the Lord, yes. Thank the Lord, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Like I said, I am still ecstatic. I've been telling people, I said, I'm going to interview him.
Oh,
I had some people like, oh. I said, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, I need to come by the show. Yes, I should. And I'll do like I've done before. In case I have to and no divas call, I'm going to get serenaded, y'all. I will take fullest advantage of it. Yes, I will.
I bet you will.
Yes, I will. Believe me. Yes, I will. Oh, man. Oh, gosh, where should I start? Well, let me do this. I know and I appreciate, and I'm still a fan of your family, the DeBarge, and all the hits that they have had. Were you thinking about doing something else, or you knew it was going to be music?
Well, as a child, it was clearly evident that I was going to do entertainment. Just from my outgoing personality to me singing all the time. But as far as music, it wasn't really etched in stone, because it wasn't something that I was dreaming of when you're high. That's when I really started feeling like I wanted to do music.
Okay, and one of the other things when I had a chance to do some research and check out a few things, because anytime I have guests, I always try, you know, to do research. There's also been some hip-hop influence.
Yes, there has, actually.
Okay.
I mean, as far as influence, there's a lot of deep influence from all around, specifically hip-hop. That has an interesting story behind it, because throughout my childhood, I really didn't feel like I was going to be allowed to be a part of hip-hop. It was something that I was minorly sheltered from because of my family. When they had a channel called The Box, and hip-hop was really vulgar at that time, and they didn't really want me to be a part of that. But beforehand, my godfather, he put me up on the old-school hip-hop, like Money in the Middle and Kumo D and things of that nature. And so I did have a base of really good hip-hop. And then when I got to high school, my friend Chris Manson, he hit me up. And he was like, yo, I'm about to start rapping. You rap too. Let's get serious about this. And that just kind of made me feel like, you know what? Why can't I join this? And so I ventured into the world of hip-hop.
Oh, okay. All right. The world of hip-hop was... Well, you had said earlier, if you didn't know at the time that you would be able to take the role, you know, that particular role, because, well, your family, as a lot of us are fans of, were mainly more on the R&B side of things.
Right. Well, it was more because of the strictness from my parents. They just didn't want me to see it.
Oh, okay. They were trying to keep their baby sheltered. Should I say?
Right, exactly. During that time, it was a lot of gangster rap. So they were like, yo, that was a Two Live Crew was in effect, and it was like, you know, just a bunch of nasty, and then gangster rap. So they were trying to keep me away from that.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it still found its way one way or another, didn't it?
Oh, it certainly did, and I made sure of it, because hip-hop is definitely my life.
Okay, hey, nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of, you know, elements and a lot of music of hip-hop I love, too. And let me let you know so far who's in the chat room. We got guest 9315. Thank you for tuning in. Guest 10683. Guest
I wish I could chat right now. I'm not at the computer.
Shoot. Well, in case anybody asking questions in the chat room, I'll make sure to repeat them.
Please do. I'm sorry. I had that private obligation that they just drug me in at the last second. I said, I got an interview to do. I got to go.
Well, again, I appreciate it. Thank you. And I say the best for last. One of the many wonderful blogtalkradio.com hosts I was talking about in the chat room is Goofy Bone from 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show.
What up?
He is out of San Jose, California.
Okay. So he's my part of town over in Cali, huh?
Yep, he's in your part of town over in Cali.
That's what's up.
Yep, Cali in the house.
Yeah, I'm a Valley boy, Cali boy, that's me.
All right. Trailblazing. I'm sure you were influenced by that, too, because a good number of the songs of your family was a trailblazer for. Is that difficult sometimes? Because you're trying to be a trailblazer yourself, but you probably had said, okay, it's me. I would like to bring out this wonderful music that I think is wonderful in the world is going to enjoy, and hear some in the music industry saying, oh, this is real, son.
Right.
Uh-huh. So he tried to either be his daddy or love you, L. Much respect. I'm just saying what people probably thinking or saying or something that you got. Oh, let's see. Is he going to be like this? It does. Mm-hmm.
Often.
Right. And you're trying to tell them, hey, I know the family I come from. It's a wonderful family. But, hey, this is me. I'm an individual. There are maybe some similarities, but there are also differences as well. And I have a voice, and I have the songs that people are wanting today.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you stating it exactly the way you did. Because, first and foremost, I love my father. Second of all, I love my family. Third of all, I just have this overwhelming desire to be the best and to be my own. I love my name. I love my family. I love my heritage. But it's just like you said, I am blazing my own path. And I've worked long and hard. I stood in the face of giants and thrown small stones and watched them fall. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now these days. And I'm just thanking God for all the blessings that he's given me. And it's been a really fortunate journey for me. And I'm just happy to be who I am and what a part of.
That's amazing. And I am the first to say, I don't know if anybody else has said it, but I'm the first to say right here on the Miss Computer Lady Show, I wish you all the success that is due
you. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I noticed as also I was researching, are independent. You're independent.
Yes, I am. Okay, well, that is because I had a few opportunities on the table as a child. Quite lucrative, but for lack of a better word, they wanted me to sell my soul, and my soul isn't for sale. So I passed on these opportunities, and I had some meetings with some pretty top-notch record execs, and I explained to them what type of deal I wanted and where I wanted my career to go, and, you know, they kind of laughed, and they were like, come on, man, and I was like, no, I'm serious, and they said, okay, well, if you want to do it like that, then you have to go out and do everything that we would do. And once you come up on the radar, then, of course, we have to come to you. And so that's what I sought out to do. I made my own independent label, Industry Family Entertainment. We have a record label as well, InFam Records. We have KCK Productions. That's what you mentioned earlier with DJ Quick's nephews, Double and Kie. And we just, me and my friend B. Smith, that's my boy. You can catch him at Twitter, B. Smith. But we sought out to make this empire with nothing. And we scratched and clawed and put every single thing that we had into it. And we came up with that compilation. And the compilation is getting a lot of notice now, because of the hard effort that we put in back then. So it's really good to see things come to fruition, because the struggle is hard. And if anybody is out there listening and that wants to take the independent road, understand that it will be difficult, but in the end, it will pay off far better than any major deal that they will ever even think about offering you.
that's something, because as you said, it was quite enticing.
I mean, and yeah, when somebody drops that amount of cash on you and it's right in your face and they're like, hey, you can have this, just sign this, you can walk away, we'll give you anything you want and this bag of cash, you kind of think twice about it, and it hurts sometimes when you think about it again.
And I think probably the mistakes, unfortunately, for many artists that have been in that predicament is understanding the business side of the whole
right.
thing, because you got to understand contracting,
absolutely.
The language and what's really asked of you.
Absolutely. And the fact that all that money is recoupable. It seems like it's great in the beginning, but all that money is recoupable, and you can very easily become a tax write-off.
That's something else. Ooh, are we supposed to be talking about that?
I know they don't want me to be telling this stuff, but, I mean, they should have signed me and told me to stay quiet. But, you know.
Hey. As they say, c'est la vie. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right because you're going to keep it moving.
Exactly. And the independent independent artist is where it's at nowadays. All of the major labels, really, they're just looking for the next independent artist to break themselves just so they can snatch them up and put that operation machine behind them and the funding and the mass marketing and everything. But they're really not trying to put any of that groundwork in these days.
It would seem that way, though, with the way things are, because there are some artists, I think they start off independent so they can try to get in the range of the radar to
right.
become commercial. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
It's true.
But you know what? However you're going to do it, you're going to make it work.
Thank you. I know
you're
my feet will be my back, so I'm going to be all right.
And this is one of them right here.
Thank you, girl.
You're welcome, hey. Because you have, and I know you've been trained and everything with such talent and everything, especially, you know, with the songwriting and the different instruments that you play, including what?
Well, I play the keys, and actually, no, I haven't been trained. Everything is just raw talent. That's actually something that I'm looking to get into now. I've dibbled in a couple of vocal lessons, but honestly, every time I go to a vocal teacher, they go, oh, hey, you got it. And they just like try to give me like a warm up or something. And I'm like, that, I don't want a vocal teacher that tells me I got it. I want a vocal teacher to tell me we need to work harder so we can get here. And so, but I'm really putting together that right now. I'm actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm actually formulating a proposal on a website called Kickstarter.com in order to get people to pledge in order to help me to train. Because I, like I said, I have this overwhelming desire to be the best. And so that means that I would like to take the dance lessons and the vocal lessons and get with the better producers and have the funding to do better videos and do everything on the level that the majors would do. And right now, on the independent level, like I said, we scratched and we clawed. We did everything we could, and now it's time to take it to the next level, and that is exactly what I'm going to do.
All right. Let me ask this. I know it's probably outside what I'm going to ask, but I
okay.
just wanted to, you know, kind of have the thinking a little deeper for everyone who's listening now and who will be listening in the archives. Are you trying to
okay,
take it to the next Yep. Are you trying to take it to the next level, or are you trying to take it to the next dimension?
To be honest with you, I am trying to take it to the next dimension, because I have a lot of plans involving the next generation. I have developed this label not for myself. If you pay attention to the name, it's called Industry Family Entertainment. That's because my family is an industry family. This label is created for them. There's a plethora of talent, an abundance of it in my family. And I'm just tired of seeing people get taken advantage of, period. And I feel like if I have to be the person to go out there and struggle and claw and fight for what we deserve, then I will. I don't care what I have to do, who stands in my way, it's going to happen, and I will make sure that it happens.
Ay, ay, muy capitán.
Right
now. All right, that's
nice. You're getting passionate. This is my career. I get a little intense when it comes to my career. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Because one of the things I admire is, you know, the passion that you are, you know, making evident to everybody. And in just about a minute, especially with this one song that, you know, I told you on Facebook, I love this song.
I'm glad you like it, because I've been putting work in.
I can tell. And the video's awesome, too.
Oh, I got to give a big shout out to Danny for that. Danny came through. He really put that video together. He's a prodigy. The man is a genius. He came together with some outstanding ideas. Everybody that's seen that video has loved the concept. He just did such a phenomenal job for me, and that helped me to really get the attention that I'm getting now, and I just have to send a shout-out to him. Also, a big shout-out to Big Fabe, Fabian Chichester. He's a gentleman that was investing in me and helped me to get that video, so I really must give a shout-out to him. If it wasn't for him, none of this would have happened.
All right, to everybody involved, thank you so much. You all did an excellent job. Excellent. I love that video, and I have to admit, when you hear the first beat of it, it's one of those when you hear like, hi.
Yeah, that's the Orphans right there. That's my boy Draylen Shaw. Me and him got a special connect. He's over there in Arizona. Every time we get together, I mean, we just knock him out. Like, we were there. I went over to his place for a few days and just couldn't leave. I mean, we were just stuck in the living room. Like there was no room in the house besides the living room, just recording and recording and recording. And then he had actually sent me that track, and I didn't get to that track for like about a year and a half, but it's still the same vibe. It don't matter. It's the Orphans, and Infam and the Orphans got a thing going on.
Mm. Isn't that something? I made sure I put the site you were talking about in the chat room for everybody to check out. So everybody, when you get a chance, www.kickstarter.com.
Yeah, that's incredibly valuable for anybody who's trying to get a project done. I just recently became aware of that myself, and I'm not trying to hate. I want everybody who's got a dream out there to have every opportunity that they can, because I know when I came up, a lot of people ask me, well, why don't you, and how come they don't, and, you know, you don't always have the resources that people expect you to have. And so I want everybody to have every resource that they can possibly have, because I know coming up for me, it was extremely hard because everybody expected me to have what I did not have, and I had to go out there and get it myself.
All right. And you also had to show them that you were a force to be reckoned with, didn't you?
Sure did. I got a little something to prove.
All right. Thank you for staying with us, guest 10381 and guest 10683, and I'm sure there are going to be more popping in and out. We're going to get into this first song. Let's see. Your Love Is Real.
Yo, they've been feeling that online today. They keep quoting me the lines today. Oh, man, they have me feeling so good on Twitter.
The moment I met you, could not forget, you stayed on my mind.
They've been having me singing that all day. I've been like, man, y'all something special. In the shout out, I got to give a big shout out to the Lions Den and all the lioness in the den. They really hold it down for a brother.
Yes, they are. So are you. When you just say that a little bit, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I like the song, too. I don't know if you could tell.
I could tell.
I was proud when I did that one. I was like, hey, here we go. Yeah, let's get it started.
Oh, don't worry. They all going to love it. I'm telling you, they all going to love it.
Man, I'm so proud.
And in case y'all don't, something wrong with y'all.
I let them know, girl. Let them know.
Something wrong with y'all is, yeah, ooh, now see, now let me get to the song. because I know everybody's like, okay, Miss Computer Lady, we got it. Can you get to the song now? Yes, I'm going to get to the song.
They said, you know, what's the next on the phone? Would you play something, girl?
Yep, that's what they're thinking. That we know you glad he's on, but you can't take up all his time. Think again.
Hey, we already got a time slot allocated.
That's right. Look here, let me get to this song. Before that, what's the name of the upcoming CD?
The upcoming CD is entitled EP. It's a play on words because it is an EP. And my name is Eldra Patrick. That's what I'm going by on my stage name. So it will be entitled E. P.
Okay. That's a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're making me
smile.
You're
very welcome. Well, I want to make sure you have a good time during Divas Night.
I'm having a great time during Divas Night. Divas is taking care of me, brother.
All right. Thank you, Seth. Well, we'll make sure you do. All right, everybody. And including those divas that want to try to call in so they can be the lucky one to get serenaded by L, the call-in number 347-884-8239. Once again, 347-884-8239. All right, finally, the song I've been talking about, Your Love Is Real. Check it out and find out why. Going to be one of my new favorite songs.
Orphans.
Yeah. I love it when you love me, baby.
Love,
yeah, I love it when you love me.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Something about your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't want to take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you. And you loving me so sweet, 'cause your love is real. The moment I met you, could not forget, you stayed on my mind. Simple little things like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you. And you loving me so sweet, 'cause your love is real. She got me all wrapped up like a serpentine, break me down to my knees like a master shrine. If you need it, I'm gonna be the one to feed it. Love is way too rivers to be defeated. If love is life, and life is love, then she and I am her. Together then we apply, and I deserve what is coming, 'cause I do try, giving my everything, all will come in due time. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you. And you loving me so sweet, 'cause your love is
That's
yeah, baby, 'cause you're
Okay, y'all, I'm partially back down to earth. Elder Barnes Jr., and your love is real. I love that song. I love that song. I love that song. I'm going to love that song.
Yeah, I was over here grooving.
He was getting his groove on. He was getting his groove on. But congratulations to you, really.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man, you're welcome. Okay, gotta move along, as they say. Okay, here, stop bopping, okay? I'm so groovy, too. I love it. Oh, man, I love it. Oh, let's see. I think I asked you about the different instruments that you played earlier.
Yes. I play the keyboards,
right?
But I'm completely self-taught. I can sit and write my own songs, but I cannot play yours for the life of me.
Well, at least you can sit and write songs, so hey, that's a great thing.
Yeah, I get away with what I can get away with until I get into the proper training that I would like to do. You know, I'd like to just get educated in music as much as possible, but I have a long life ahead of me, so I have a long time to get more education and learn all the realms of music.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Yeah, because we're going to be expecting a lot, believe me. Expecting
a lot. Trust me.
All right. The previous productions, have you had any, like, previous solo projects before, or... I know
Never.
Earlier I mentioned about, I think, one involvement you had.
I'm sorry, I lost you there for a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we
what
back?
I have read as part of your bio.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, I believe, let me go back to it. Let's see, a compilation called The Growing.
Yes, The Growing.
Okay.
That was, let me dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, because, you know, I would like for people to get more about you. And sometimes a lot of people think, well, you know, they went through and this is their first project. And sometimes people find out as they get to know you, no, there have been more projects than this, maybe. You know, it's been a while since it had been released and people forgot about it or whatever.
Right,
so,
right.
So, story behind all of this. This didn't just happen overnight or whatever.
No, it did not happen overnight by any means at all. Like I was mentioning before, my friend B. Smith and I, we formed our record label, Industry Family Entertainment. And when we came home with that DBA... Boy, I'm telling you, the excitement level we had was ridiculous. And so we just wanted to put something out immediately. So we came up with the concept title of The Growing, and that was basically to let the world know that we're growing up right now in music. We're not grown. We're still learning. You know, we're still going to school, but we're putting this out for you guys to get a taste of what we're about to bring to you. And so... me and my friend B. Smith, he goes by Exclusive. Well, he went by Exclusive at that time. Now he goes by B. Smith. We put our everything into that, our heart and our soul, our excitement, our pain, everything. Like from the song, right in the beginning, the song's called Nobody. That song I wrote so that no one would ever forget what happened in Katrina. Like I said, in one of the lines, I said, the South is too dirty, they washed the sea. Don't you forget, don't you dare be that weak. And it was just songs like that. There's so much in my heart and in my soul that I felt I had to give out. And we just really accomplished everything that we wanted to do with that album. And now we have a higher skill set. So now this is when I'm attempting to do my solo project. Before, it was just to give the world a taste of what's going on in our label. But I don't want to title anything my solo project because I know, just like you said earlier, the world's expecting a lot, especially when they hear who my father is, and who my family is. And so they immediately raised the bar for me. It's no longer average guy, we think you can be cool. If it's on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm still going to have to put a 15 out, period, just at the basic level. So I was very protective of my solo project. And so that's why I'm just now releasing this. Now, we did start in 2008 on a professional level, but this is my first attempt on a solo level.
Well, look what it manifested to.
It was all right. It happened pretty nicely. I'm not mad.
I'm glad. That's good because I know that, again, as another part of your story, y'all probably should have seen the moments when you were like, okay, is this really all going to be worth it?
Oh, my goodness. You mean the wearing the same pants for a week and the pizza and eating that for like, oh, it's like, oh, my God, and walking the streets and the sleeping on roofs. Oh, yeah. Was it really worth it? Especially when you remember that big bag of cash. You're like, hold on. But then, and I'm just giving you guys a taste of the story. I can't give you everything. But
go right, that's true.
But then I arose from the ashes in the most phoenix-like fashion. And here I am now. God bless me.
Oh, wow. And he did mightily, and he's going to continue mightily blessing you.
All glory be to God. As everything's going so good right now, I just sit back and just, I'm amazed sometimes. I really am.
Well, the one thing I'm amazed that you are talking with me right now, which, again, I greatly appreciate.
Well, you know, you sent the call out, and, you know, I love some diva now.
And I'm so glad that you do. And let me, before I get to the next question, mention this.
Okay.
All right, divas, now look. Y'all trying to hide behind the chat room and all that and not call in. Because if y'all want to get serenaded, like I had said in the promos and everything, you need to call in. I'm going to mention the call-in number again, 347-884-8239. Let me say it a little slower, 347-884-8239. And when you do that, press the number one, and I will bring you in. You got
hold on. Let me put it on the Lions Den right quick. Give me 1 second. Let me post that in the Lions Den, see if I can get one of my Lions call in.
All right. Yeah, because I had put out the number earlier. But, yeah, you go ahead and do that. You want me to repeat the number again?
What was that?
I said, did you want me to repeat the number again?
No, I'm just, I got to go on the phone and then, because I'm not at the computer, so I'm just going to, but we can still talk while I'm doing it. I can multitask, I promise.
Oh, no, that's fine, because I was going to tell them, see, when time's up, y'all going to be trying to call at the last minute, but he is already going to have serenaded somebody, more than likely me, and then y'all going to be upset.
884-8239.
My friend, my partner in crime, I'm using her equipment tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to Platinum Queens West, Platinum Diva, I love you. And Elle says, hey.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Let's get to the next call.
I'll see if somebody's, somebody will put the call back for me.
I didn't get really a chance to promote it on the Lions then too much because I know they would have came through for it, but I ran so much that I have to apologize to everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Come through for a brother, a wonderful brother, I'm telling you. We're going to get into Crushing You Too Hard.
Oh, man. That's some new stuff. That's
yes,
me
it
and
is.
That's Light Side of Dark right there. That's my group, LSD. Beatsmith and I put that group together because we normally talk about a lot of dark aspects in life, but we talk about the lighter side of it, and plus he's light and I'm dark, so it's kind of catchy.
Well, we're going to make sure we check it out, so we're about to do that right now. All right, everybody, here we go. Crushing You to Her. In just one moment here on a special Divas Night on the Miss Computer Lady Show. Getting our jam on during Divas Night. Now, Divas, not that much time. Remember the call-in number, 347-884-8239. When you're ready to speak, press the number 1, and I will bring you in. And I need to ask Elle real quick, as far as something we have talked about before. As far as the music is concerned, R&B, of course, rap, hip-hop, any other genres of music that you like?
I mean, I like it all. It just depends on how the track is speaking to me. I remember one of my favorite songs was, I don't know the name of it, but I saw it on the movie Romeo and Juliet. It was when, I believe, when the Montagues and the Capulets met at the ball, or it was in the beginning, and this gentleman had a mask on, and he was singing A Rose Will Bloom and Then Will Fade, and it was just a wonderful song. And just at any moment, any song can catch me. It just depends on the vibe and how it's talking to me.
Okay. All right. When it's, as you say, talking to you, what does it have to do in order for it to get your attention?
I'm a 10-second guy. If the track isn't talking in 10 seconds, and I'm pretty much not feeling it, I can force a track and write to it because there is a job aspect to this. And sometimes you have to write to songs that, you know, let's face it, you just don't want to. But most of the time when I'm doing my projects, that's how I write. I consider me and the songs having a conversation. And the song will speak to me, or I'll speak to it, or vice versa, or at the same time. It's just, I don't know, it's just an ability that I have. I hear it literally saying things to me. And then when that comes to my mind, then I put the melody that the song is requiring. And I like to freestyle the melody. Once I freestyle the melody, then the words can be placed into that, because I believe words are extremely powerful. There's a lot of artists out there that will tell you that they'll just write songs, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I've written those types of songs. I've done a project entirely like that. But it didn't feel like I was doing the song any justice. It didn't feel like I was doing my audience any justice, and I just scrapped it. Because I like to put time and passion and care into my lyrics, like you would a good dinner. I mean, I can go in the kitchen and just throw a Pop-Tart in the toaster and be like, here, eat it. Or I can go in there and I can start chefing, get you a nice little roast, get some broth going, have the whole kitchen smelling nice. Everybody in the house going to feel it.
Hey, I think I need to have a dinner invitation. I said, oh, there's a man coming too.
Yeah, my godmother made sure of that. She told me, she said, son, you know, ladies, they stop cooking, so I'm going to make sure you know how to cook.
Well, if I can ever get you to come to the Toledo, Ohio area, oh, believe me, for those who wonder, are there any women that can still cook out there? You're listening to one right now.
Oh, you going to hook a brother up with a nice dinner?
Oh, yes. My mom, may she rest in peace, she taught me very well. My mama's originally from Georgia.
From Georgia?
From Georgia.
Little peach.
Let's see. The one thing about a lot of people here in Toledo, Ohio, either they're originally from the South or have descendants from the South.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a Northern girl with Southern upbringing, so, oh, believe me. Like, you'd be like, okay, I'll time to hit the gym. No, man, I need to hit the gym tomorrow. This computer lady go, whoo.
Got me stuck.
I'm stuck. I can't move.
Don't get me started on here.
Oh. And as you know, this cannot be the Miss Computer Lady Show without a computer question, one form or another. So here we go. We were talking also a little bit earlier about, you know, you being independent artists, and a lot of independent artists are using the internet and everything to promote their music.
Absolutely.
Compared to, like, you know, there were some forms of technology, you know, with mainstream one form or another, but it wasn't advanced as it is now.
Right.
Is it helping you out now? Because if you were trying to do all this back then, would it have gotten as far, or would have, you know?
You know, it would have gotten that far because I would have done what I needed to do, just like I am now. But it's hard to truly answer that question only because I didn't have to go through that. So I don't necessarily know if it was, if it would be easier the way I'm doing it now, or if it would have been easier, how would I would have done it then per se. But right now I know that everyone that has gone through that in that era of music, they just always talk about how much easier it is for an independent artist nowadays. And I can see that because you have these avenues of just massive, that the social networking, the Facebook, the Twitter, the hiphopblog.com, hotnewhiphop.com, Reverb Nation, you know, the, there's websites like TuneCore where you can upload your own songs to iTunes. You don't need a distribution label. But they're not going to try and tell you these things. And there's just so many ways to go around it. So I definitely could see how it could be a lot easier. I just wasn't during, I wasn't in the game that time, so I can't really be like, you know, hey, so much easier.
Well, that's quite all right. Are you in the midst of a tour right now?
No, I am just doing shows here and there. I did a show recently to introduce and debut my group, Lighter Side of Dark. We did a show at the Plush Lounge at Key Club in Hollywood. It was a great venue. I'd really like to thank them for having us. We had a great time that evening. We did a couple of our songs like Crushing You and So Overrated. And we got a really warm reception, so just happy to be moving.
Okay, all right. Will there be one coming up in the near future?
Yes, actually there will. I have, there's a show that I'm doing at VIP Records in Long Beach. It's one of the historic record shops that we have still left in Los Angeles. They invited me to do one of their final shows there to bring awareness that record shops, they need money right now because people are just buying digital, and we need to help keep that alive. So I'm helping them to bring awareness to that. And there's a couple of other shows. I don't have the dates locked down exactly. I believe there's, I might have one on 4th. I'm not sure. But I don't want to give you a date, and it's not etched in stone yet.
Oh, that's fine. Let's do this. Can people, if they want to, go to Facebook.com/ El DeBarge Jr., is that the correct site, and find out all the information once everything is set in stone?
Yes. My central hub for details and songs and videos is ReverbNation.com with the / El DeBarge Jr. My personal page on Facebook, that's the same thing, Facebook/ El DeBarge Jr. That's normally where I get a lot of my connects, and I do a lot of my networking as far as business. There's a lot of friends that I have on there as well and fans. And then my Twitter, I consider that my lion's den. That's where my lioness are and all my friends and family, and they represent hard for you. Boy, that's where I really get my personal on, and I'd have a lot of fun with the Twig Gang.
Oh, okay, good. Let's get into this song real quick, and we're going to wrap it up. Since you mentioned So Overrated, why don't we get into that quickly? Do you mind?
No, not at all.
All right. Everybody, let's quickly do this. So overrated.
Latinas, Caucasians, and my ages, yeah. what you gotta do. Suck up a Romano with a body like a bottle. Who can really disagree? I done met quite a lot too. Not a lot, keep it real, that's a sad truth. Loving women is a motto, fast women ain't fun. You my ticket, win the lotto, celebrate, you the one. I'm single, tell mama about it. Got me in the studio, extra famous. Kiss your mimi now, it's gonna be harder if it's later. You and I together, get it done, I'm an amazing. Dripping in my whip, in shocking, it's my day. To play safe, split, let's go shock and drive a taste. Despite all the fakers, all I ever keep it real. That ain't you, little mama, feel so overrated.
That's going to be the next hit, not too much longer. I don't know if any divas are going to make it. Oh, well, I guess Miss Capuzzi is just going to have to enjoy this live serenade in just one moment as soon as I bring Elle in. But while I'm doing that, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this special Divas Night on WMCL, blogtalkradio.com. Now, with me, it is /Miss Computer Lady. But as I said, I am using my partner in crime's link, which is platinum-queens-west. For those of you who are going to hear the archive, this will be repeated again on a future Miss Computer Lady show, so make sure you check it out. And blogtalkradio.com is trying to give me trouble again at the put on my Miss Computer Lady had to do what's necessary. And, oh, I got him. Yes, yes, yes. Trying to give me technical difficulties here. Elle, are you there?
Hello,
oh,
hello.
Hello, hello. Woo! I thought I lost you.
No, my cheek hit the mute button. These touch phones.
Oh, yes, they could be something. But I need to say thank you so much again, and please don't let this be your last time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Again, I apologize that I couldn't do the promo like I wanted to in the beginning. I've been running around so much, and I really apologize for that.
No, that's fine, that's fine. Just having you here is a thrill to me. And
thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And again, please don't make this your last time.
I will not, I promise.
Okay, thank you. So before you leave, you mind doing a little something serenade for me, please, sir?
Oh, of course. How about I sing the first verse to Your Love Is Real?
Oh, okay.
Do you like that?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Something about your love, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. My complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't want to take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy to me. And all I got to say is,
there you go. Was that good enough for you, Diva?
That was wonderful. Thank you.
I'm glad I can make somebody feel good tonight.
Yes, I'm so glad you had a great time. I really am.
I really enjoyed myself, and I thank you so much for the support and having me tonight. It means the world to me. Trust me, it does.
Oh, you are so welcome. Make sure you take care of yourself. We'll be looking out for it. And I'll send you all the information because I know I don't want to be the only one chit-chatting with you.
Don't worry about it. We got plenty of talk left.
All right. Great. Have yourself a good one. Be blessed. And I love you, Elle.
Love you too, Diva.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Ooh, everybody, Elder Barnes Jr. If you didn't know, now you know. This is Miss Computer Lady saying thank you so much for tuning in to the Special Divas Night. Don't worry, there will be more. And just to make sure you also know, too, because I know a lot of you are going to be checking it out in the archives, just want to let you know, tune in this Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. I'm going to be bringing up a computer topic regarding updating your computers, why it's so important. So make sure you tune in again this Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. And www.blogtalkradio.com. I'm sure she'll be having a show Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check your local listings. And, yes, we will be honoring some legends in the music industry, the Delicious Devastating Divas of Yes, You Do Matter. Make sure you check local listings. I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in to this special Divas Night, which has returned. Make sure you download this as a podcast and pass it along to everyone. Thanks to all who were guests, and also thanks to Prophet, the Heart of Toledo, and L. DeBars Jr. Loving you all. Make sure you have a blessed one. And again, see you this Saturday. Bye-bye.
All the girls in the South, they really work it out. All the girls in the North, they taking those shorts. East Coast girls, yeah, they making moves every day. West Coast short, they working for that big pay. Hey. Hey.
Where you at? Die live.
come to your town, I'm searching
for you, girl.
I ask in hell when I come to your town, I'm searching
for you, girl.
I ask in hell when I come to your town, I'm searching
for you, girl.
I ask in hell when I come to your town, I'm searching
for you, girl.
I ask in hell when I come to your town.